This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling parties agreed to give full sap to the cabinet soon. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba directs Kathmandu Metropolis to immediately make arrangement of garbage cap collection this month. Nepal records 2,295 new cases of COVID-19 today. 16 corona-related deaths confirmed to death toll. And 10 Afghan civilians die after U.S. drone strike. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the ruling parties have agreed to give full sap to the incumbent government as soon as possible. A meeting of the top leaders from Nepali Congress, CPN Mao Center, CPN Unified Socialist, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal and Rashtriya Janamorcha made an agreement to expand the cabinet. According to Nepali Congress General Secretary Purna Bahadur Khadka, the meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata today also reviewed the contemporary political issues. And the leaders present in the meeting are also said to have advised the Prime Minister in regard with the government operation. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has directed the Kathmandu metropolis to immediately make arrangement of garbage collection smooth in Kathmandu Valley. Prime Minister Deoba called Kathmandu metropolis Mayor Vidyasundar Sakya and Deputy Mayor Hari Prabha Khadki at Balwata today and directed them to immediately make necessary arrangement for the garbage collection. Meantime, the Prime Minister also assured the government's support to this effect. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, held a meeting today with the chief whips and whips of the ruling parties as a part of government preparation to summon the federal parliament session. The government is preparing to summon the House session to make amendments to the budget unveiled by the previous K.P. Sharma Oli government through ordinance on the 29th of May. As per the constitutional provision, the ordinance should be either replaced or made deactivate within 60 days of beginning of the House session. Prior to this, the House session summoned on July 18 as per the Supreme Court's mandamus order was ended August 16 after Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba won vote of confidence for the House of Representatives. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has said that the issues of transitional justice will be finalized soon. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of International Day for the Victims of Enforced Disappearances in Kathmandu today, Minister Karki vowed to address the issues of transitional period, saying that the victims have waited for a long time to get justice. The Law Minister said the government was serious and committed to resolving the issues at the earliest. Minister for State for Health and Population Umesh Shrestha said that the preparations were underway to expand service related to maternity and gynecology by building hospitals for gynecology in all 7 provinces. While addressing the 62nd anniversary of Propakar Maternity and Women's Hospital in Kathmandu today, State Minister Shrestha stressed on the need for expanding the health services, considering the health problems faced by the women. The State Minister also shared that the Ministry was working to equip the maternity hospital as a healthcare and resource center for females. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 2,295 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. Likewise, 1,808 corona patients recovered in the last 24 hours. With this, the corona recovery rate in Nepal now stands at 93.5%. Similarly, the Health Ministry confirmed 16 corona-related deaths today, taking the total tally to 10,730. As per the Health Ministry's update, there are 20 districts in the country that have more than 500 active cases. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हेलो
के गर्दैछौ?
हाम्रो बिहेको सपिङको लागि आएको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग।
ए हो र, अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछौ?
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले। मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ, भरे राति बोलौँ न ल।
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा, बुझ न, भरे कसरी गर्नु?
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो? एनटीसी को अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म।
ए हो त है, मेरो वाइफ त कति स्मार्ट। अब त रात
तपाईँको नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। 3 पीपल हैव डाइड एंड 2 हैव गन मिसिंग ड्यू टू द फ्लड एंड लैंडस्लाइड्स इन वेरियस पार्ट्स अफ दार्चुला डिस्ट्रिक्ट। Nursing Maher and his wife Kausa Maher were killed last night when landslide buried their house at Baspalika of Dahun Rural Municipality. Likewise, Manua Dahal was killed due to the flood at Dulla of Dahun Rural Municipality 5 in Dartula District. The flood in the local Kalagad Rivulet, which occurred around 10 p.m., swept away Dahal's house. Similarly, 2 people have gone missing after they were swept away by the flood at Nijangat, ward number 3 of rural municipality. Sri Krishna Janmashtami, the birthday of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated by the Hindus throughout the country today. According to scriptures, Lord Krishna was born in the midnight of Bhadra Krishna Ashtami day as per the lunar calendar during Dwapar era. Lord Krishna is considered as the incarnation of Lord Vishnu, the protector of human beings from evil and injustice. He is also regarded as the proponent of the 3 principles of Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. And the day is celebrated to cherish the good deeds of Lord Krishna for happy and prosperous life. You are listening to Red Nepal's English News. Now to some international news updates. A U.S. drone strike targeting a suicide bomber ended up killing 10 members of one family, including 6 children. The BBC quotes surviving relatives said 10 people were killed when a car parked at their home was struck by an explosion on Sunday. The U.S. military said a vehicle carrying at least one person associated with Afghan branch of the Islamic State group was targeted. It said people nearby may have been hit in the aftermath of the strike. And the U.S. Central Command has said that they are investigating reports of the incident, but are unclear how the 10 died. Hurricane Ida has made landfall as one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the United States, lashing the country's southwest coast. Officials said the powerful hurricane came with fierce winds, torrential downpours, and pounding surf that submerged much of the shoreline in the state of Louisiana. And at least one person is reported to have died after being injured by a fallen tree in the state. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country, and light to moderate rain is also possible at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of ruling parties agreed to give full say to the cabinet soon. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deubadurak's Kathmandu metropolis to immediately make arrangement of garbage collection is smooth. Nepal records 2,295 new cases of COVID-19 today. 16 corona-related deaths confirmed to date itself. And 10 Afghan civilians die after U.S. drone strike. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.